Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Rob, do you have pets? I don't think our audience knows if you do or
not. I do. I have a cat that acts like a dog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like fetches. How? Fetches?
Yeah. Outside? Huh. Still costs me money, though.
So I have family members who own cats, and they're not, they don't even know if the cat's even around the house, or they have no idea where the cat is.
We've had dogs over, and he thinks he's a dog.
Oh, okay. So I have a dog that's the same size as, I think, a horse. You've seen Nacho.
I've seen Nacho. Yes.
She is huge.
She.
And you know, when you have a big dog, what that means?
Ooh, I don't.
Way more expenses.
Fair.
Way more expenses. And so we came across this report about the average expense for a dog in Canada is up 23% in 3 years.
Insane.
And one thing that we're seeing a trend happen when we start doing more detailed financial planning and analysis is a separate line item for pets.
It's always in there, and I've seen it crossed out. Yeah. If it's not in there, if it's a child expense, maybe you're an empty nester.
Yeah.
The dog expense is inputted.
Yes. They take out child, put in dog. Yeah. You're right. You're right. And so we've got our guest here that's going to talk more about the expenses going up. We got Nishad Mohammed. Nishad is the editor for Hello Safe. Nishad, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's start off with the study that you found. What were the key pieces that you took away from the study that you did on pet cost increase?
Mm-hmm. So before we jump into the key findings itself, I'd like to quickly provide everyone with some context on how the research itself was conducted. I think it's important. So essentially, pet insurance patterns were studied across a period of over 3 years, starting from 2021 all the way up until 2024, which is January this year. The data used for the research was obtained from both National Statistical Office, Statistics Canada, and of course, our HelloSafe partners. And when I say partners, these are reputed companies and experienced brokers who specialize in pet insurance. And then the final report was put together by our team of qualified journalists and writers who have expertise in financial products, particularly pet insurance. And for the purpose of this research itself, multiple variables were considered. These include assessing the cost for various dog breeds, studying provincial trends, changing pet health practices, average visits made to the vet, and of course, there's inflation. Now, moving on to what we discovered from the research itself, the average cost of owning a dog in Canada has in fact risen by as high as 23.3% in the last 3 years. So if I had to put it in terms of like the actual cost itself, then we're looking at the average cost going up from about $2,450 Canadian in 2021. And after 3 years, it stands at $3,020 in 2024. But however, it is also worth noting that this is only the average. And as we all know, and as you rightly mentioned before, a bigger dog breed is going to cost you a lot more. And it varies greatly according to the breed and the size of the dog itself. So although the average budget, when we found out that in January 2024 was $3,020, and it can vary as much as twice the amount if you have a bigger dog. For example, take the medium to large size breeds like the German Shepherd or the Labrador Retriever, which are rather common in Canada. So for a full grown German Shepherd, people in fact are spending as much as $4,600 a year today in 2024. So yes, these are essentially the findings of the study.
You know, Rob, growing up, my parents say, always try to be above average. This is the one time I don't want to be above average because I do have a larger breed dog. Nacho is a lab, mm-hmm. and I think she's spending more than $4,000 of my money.
And so it's not just food?
No, it's not just food. No, she'll rip through a toy within 3 days. And then all of a sudden, our friends at Amazon delivers another one automatically, like they know. And then what I didn't see in here, Anisha, and this is, might give us some insight, is what was covered as the expenses? Like we talked about food, insurance will be on there, but what else are some of the key expenses that Canadians are spending on their pets?
Yeah, so as per our report, there were two main categories that constitute the biggest parts of the cost of dog ownership. And as you rightly said, majority of them would be the food and the regular vet costs. So for instance, as of January 2024, feeding a small breed would probably cost you around $525, while larger breeds, like your German Shepherd, is going to, you said Labrador, would cost up to $2,600 annually. And this could be attributed to the more complex healthcare needs of the larger breeds itself, which often require more resources and specialized attention from the vets. And then, of course, there are the regular vet expenses that come second, with smaller breeds costing you about $250 and the larger ones about $500 for just regular visits. And then, of course, what we also noticed that the advances in dog healthcare itself and the increasingly conscious choice that pet owners have to feed their pups with nutritious food, and these are also strong contributing factors. But however, I must add that these are just considering that your dog is healthy and requires only regular vet visits. So when it comes to pets with health conditions or injuries or age-related issues, we're looking at much higher costs.
And I think that's a key point, because we've heard of dog owners taking their dogs for a whole bunch of different therapies, right? Acupuncture.
Yep.
Psychological therapy.
Physiotherapy.
What wasn't also mentioned was the cost of cleaning. Like, yeah, there's also the poop pickup. I get that. But my dog sheds. Like, I think a dog gets shed. Like, the amount of hair that Nacho leaves behind could be another dog on its own. Right? So you do the cleanup cost. So it's unbelievable. When you look at the impacts of inflation, Nishad, what's been the impacts of inflation?
Yeah, so inflation has notably increased pet care expenses, and with vet fees escalating due to higher costs for like drugs and consumables and just the rent and equipment maintenance that we have. So this like economic shift has made pet ownership, especially dog ownership, more costly. So emphasizing the need for financial planning for pet care. For example, let's take provinces like Ontario and Alberta. They've been some of the worst affected when it comes to increases in pet care costs driven by inflation. Alberta's inflation rate, for example, rose to a second straight month in February for about 4.2% from its previous 3.4% in January. So while inflation on one side makes it hard on your pocket, on the other hand, it also cuts your ability to give the best care to your pets. And in fact, we saw this behavior shift even last year, because nearly half, about 49% of pet owners in Canada who only own a dog, said that they had to cut back on the amount they spent on their pet each month due to inflation. And in fact, some of them were even forced to give up their pets. In fact, almost 3% of pet owners said in the last year that they had to give up their pet to an animal shelter or a rescue organization for adoption, or to a friend or family member because of the rising inflation. And another point that I'd like to mention here is that while we're talking about pet care for existing pets, inflation has made adopting a pet or just bringing home a pet rather unaffordable. So Canadians looking to acquire a dog will need to be prepared for a substantial initial investment itself, because as pet owners, as we're aware, there's a substantial amount that is spent during just the first 3 or 4 months of acquiring a dog. And these could include essential things like neutering, training classes, and just buying a bed crate and other miscellaneous expenses. So if I had to put a number, the estimate of just acquiring, of just adopting, of bringing home a dog is going to cost you somewhere around $2,500 to $2,600. So inflation is, yes, indeed a big contributing factor to increasing dog ownership costs.
That's the key point. Costs are going up. Make sure it's part of your plan, especially when you start doing retirement planning. As you age, hey, guess what? So does your dog, which means costs go up as well. So make sure you plan for that. We're going to talk about how to plan for all the expenses and making sure you can pay for that throughout your retirement at our upcoming seminar. We got two of them, Rob. One here in Calgary, one in Lethbridge. When is it?
You got it. Join us for our Calgary seminar Tuesday, April 16th. This is 7 p.m. in person at the Silver Springs A golf course Lethbridge seminar. Join us Tuesday, May 7th, 7 p.m. in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel. For both, you'll have to register. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Nishad Muhammad, editor of Hello Safe, thank you for joining us today. Coming up after the break, what if you want to leave an estate to your pet? Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.